right? Now, the final thing, and then we'll take our break and we'll take questions after that. But the final thing is this, that we are going to be identifying forms. This is not in your book. We are going to be identifying forms by their categories. And the categories of the verbs are person, number, tense, mood, and voice. Now, to identify verb forms by these categories is called parsing. You parse a verb into those categories. Now, this is what's interesting. Strangely enough, the verb parse is also used for identifying the categories of nouns. I don't know why. Conjugate and decline are different. I don't know why they don't call it parse and pours or something like that. But parsing means, I'll put that over here on the board. Parse means to identify by category, by relevant categories. So every one of these verb forms has person, number, tense, mood, and voice. Now look what I've put up on the board, please, in the order that I've arranged it. The book lays things out in that order. We are going to be adopting something different in this class, which my colleagues started, and other books do too, and in considering it, I think it's a good move, and that is this. We're going to be doing these in a different order. And that is to say, we're going to be putting person and number at the end, and we're going to be doing tense, mood, voice, person, and number. Now, the great advantage to that, to that new ordering, the great advantage to that is simply this. You're doing it in the order of the parts of the verb. Tense is the stem, mood is the connecting vowel, and then come the factors of the ending. See? Voice, person, number. Exactly the way I explained the forms. See? So in the next edition of the book, I'm going to have them change all of that so that the parsing will be done in this order. Tense, mood, and voice, person, number. Just be aware that in the cell book and in this book, it's all done in the more traditional form. What I'm doing is the way I learned it. I mean, when I say I'm doing, I mean in the book. It's the more traditional way. It's the way I was taught, person, number, tense, mood, and voice. But we're going to be moving the other way. So to parse this form, this is a present indicative active first singular, present indicative active second singular, present indicative active third singular, and so forth.